It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're going to have an interview here with you, a surprise interview that I wasn't expecting. It's really awesome. We'll talk to him in here in a second. First, let me give you your top three stories. So your top three stories for the day. The storm is slamming the Midwest. It's this bomb cyclone. Airlines have canceled hundreds of flights today as that massive winter storm is hitting the Midwest. Of course, our temperatures here are going to drop 30 degrees from now until tomorrow morning. So we're still going to be affected by it as well. We just don't get all the snow and everything. January 6th committee has released their final report. Those details are still coming out. And the U.S. Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion government funding bill that will keep the government open. It has now gone to the House for them to pass as well. And it is expected to pass the House. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, tonight, Thursday Night Football on Prime Video at 7:15. You got the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the New York Jets. And I wanted to stop right there because joining us right now on our News Radio 923 hotline is current NFL player, now Pro Bowler, Jeremy Reeves. Jeremy, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 923.
How's it going? Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you on. So, Jeremy, you're born and raised in Pensacola. You attended Pensacola Catholic. How did you make your way to the Pro Bowl? I mean, there's a lot of things that happened in between there. I know you went to USA and then went undrafted to the NFL, but I want the listener to hear your story. I don't want to tell your story. I want you to tell us your story. How did you get to the point where you're in the Pro Bowl now?
So, like you said, Pensacola, born and raised. I played Little League ball for SYSA Tigers, and that was where I was at, 90% of my childhood. I played high school ball, like you said, at Catholic. Got a scholarship to go play college football for University of South Alabama. And since I was a kid, 5 years old, to now it's just been a consistent, constant grind of, trying to check off boxes to reach the goals that I've set for myself. So I went to South Alabama. I had a great career. I ended up being my senior year an all-conference player, first team all-conference and defensive player of the year, the first in program history. I played in the Senior Bowl after, had a great Senior Bowl. I had high expectations of getting drafted. And then, as things just didn't go as planned, I ended up going undrafted. And from that point, it's just been kind of a roller coaster. I signed with the Eagles as an undrafted free agent. 2018, and I was there from training camp until the end final cuts, which was on September 1st. I was released. I was picked up by Washington 2 weeks later. I was signed to Washington for about 4 weeks on the practice squad, then was released again, then brought back 2 weeks later on the practice squad and played. I was on the practice squad up until the last two games of the season, and I was bumped active to the active roster. Got my first NFL debut in 2018 against the Tennessee Titans. So the following year, I had high expectations. I finally got my opportunity, my chance to, go play, football in the NFL. I come back to the 2019 year. I'm released after, training camp and the last preseason game. I grinded out. About week eight, I am signed to the active roster because of injuries, and I'm playing from this point on to the rest of the season just as a special teams, like a reserve guy. So going into my third year now, I'm really high hopes, So I'm going into training camp with high expectations, really confident, have a great camp, but I'm released again. And so I went through the whole process again, signed the practice squad, was on the practice squad, was activated to the active roster week eight again. It was kind of crazy, week eight. Sounds like my magic number.
Yeah.
But I was active roster then in the last three games. We had a ton of injuries that year, and I ended up having to start. I got my first start against the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day. had a great game, played well. Like all the fruits of my labor were kind of coming to pass. I just played really well. And then from that point on, I played well. Our last game was against, coincidentally, the Eagles that year. And I caught which would be the game-sealing interception to get us to the playoffs and win the NFC East that year. Yeah. So that was my best year, obviously, then. And it was, you know, a kind of full circle moment for me. Like everything that I went through, I had a really big play against the team that I started with, you know, just very grateful, And so you kind of thought at that point, I thought I had gotten over that hump. Mm-hmm. I finally felt like I had got to the point where now that I had played and I had showed that I could play at this level, that I'd get a real opportunity to go out there from week one and show that I can, you know, do that on a consistent level, you know. But the following year, God had something else for me. So the next year, 2021, I'm going into camp very confident. At this point, I've been here for a few years, so I know the system. I know the guys. They know me. They trust me. So the confidence level was at an all-time high. I came into camp. I've had a really good camp, but I was released again. And I spent most of the year on practice squad up until about week 9. I was bumped up and down from the practice squad to the active roster because of, we had the COVID rule in place, or had then. So 2021, I never really got to get the feel for the game and really get out there. I had a few starts because we had guys that were sick with COVID or injuries. And so it went well, but it wasn't, you know, that wasn't the best football that I had in me. And I knew that. So that same year in November, I also lost my mother unexpectedly the week before Thanksgiving. And I kind of just had to play through that, you know, during that same year. Kind of just felt like everything was coming down at one time that year. And so it was a tough year. It was probably the toughest year I've had. Football, you know, outside of football, my real life, you know, it was a lot happened. And, you know, I questioned a lot of things, you know, I questioned God, I questioned, was this for me? I questioned everything. But, you know, the village around me, the people back home in Pensacola, city of Pensacola, they all rallied behind me and, you know, encouraged me to keep going. And so that's what I did. And then now you get to this year and I have a great camp. You know, I exceed everything that I set for myself and really probably everybody else around me thought. I have a great training camp, and I ended up making the team for the opening. So the initial 53-man roster, I made it. And yeah, it was a full circle moment for me, just emotional crying. Like, you go through so many highs and lows, ups and downs. You know, you fall, you get back up. You fall again, you get back up. And there's every emotion you can think of. And to finally get that moment is just like, you can't explain it, especially everything that after I went through the following year or the year before.
Yeah, this is so tremendous. Your story is a story of hope, really. I mean, with all of the, and people look at this and how many times you got cut every single time. A lot of other people would just give up and you didn't. You just keep going through it. And you bring up, you've had your low moments, but you pull yourself out of those low moments and you've just had hope. And now here you've made the Pro Bowl. And so as a special teams player, it's tremendous. It's a tremendous story for you. It's a tremendous story for Pensacola and for how much this community supports you. And so, of course the video of when you were told about it has gone viral with you breaking down in tears. What do you think they were calling you in there for?
Honestly, I had no idea. The tone of which he asked me to come into his office, I thought mm-hmm. I was in trouble. I had no idea what was going on. He was like, hey, I just need you to come to my office after the defensive meetings. So I thought I did something wrong, maybe. I didn't know what was going on. So I kind of was hesitant to walk in there because I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah.
And then I saw his face walking in there and it just, yeah, he told me that, and it was a train wreck after that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially if you're thinking something negative, turns out it's something completely opposite. So, Jeremy, I just want to get you on here and congratulate you and good luck for the rest of the season. And of course, good luck in the Pro Bowl games.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you. I appreciate you all down in Pensacola.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Good luck to you. Once again, that's Jeremy Reeves with the Washington Commanders. Got a tremendous story. If you missed it, we'll have this podcast up on our website, newsradio923.com, because this is a guy who perseveres. You know, he's been cut many times. He thought he was going to get drafted, was undrafted, worked his way to try to get on a roster, on a practice squad, still gets cut, finally made the 53-man roster for the first time right out of training camp, right out of spring training here this year, and then is able to make it to the Pro Bowl, leading the team in tackles. With 16 tackles, just a tremendous story. Went to, you know, from Pensacola, went to Pensacola Catholic, and then went to South Alabama for college. And so a native guy here. And so it's great to see a local success. So congratulations to him.